I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey guys, I'm Candice.
And I'm Sorrel.
And you're listening to Closet Confessions. If this is the first time you're listening to the podcast, the simple premise is myself and Sorrel gather in my closet to get some things off our chest and you get some things off of your chest too. Mm-hmm. But first, girl, you know what we gotta do.
These are my confessions, just when I thought I said all I could say, but she caught us up, so she got one on the way. These are my confessions.
I forgot to mention it last episode, but you know that I'm now signed to the same agency as Usher, right?
Shut the front door.
Do your Googles right now. I'm shocked you didn't clock that. Yeah.
I was just about to say, let's talk about his Super Bowl performance. We didn't talk about it.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. And so the day WME made the announcement, they were like, do you mind if we only do it on stories because we're currently promoting his Super Bowl on our page? I said, yeah, damn right. I said, I do not want to be the next Square. Like, don't want that pressure. I don't want...
Oh,
girl, I can feel it. I can feel it. Usher. I can feel it.
Usher.
I can feel him being at Essence Fest doing that for us live. I can feel it.
He's coming to London in 2025.
And when I saw it, I thought of you immediately because I was like, this is all Sorrel has been harping on about.
Let me tell you this right now. Usher, you better turn up the volume. Let me tell you this right now. Usher, I will be on stage with you singing that song. I can learn the harmony.
That makes sense though.
Who else?
Oh my God, we need to start seeding that right now.
Candice!
It only makes sense!
Hello! I will learn the harmony.
We've actually got...
I didn't...
He could be our first ever guest.
What a guest that would be.
It's just, I'm getting the feels.
I loved his entire rollout for the entire Super Bowl situation. He did that excellently. But I want to say this. I don't know what Fountain of Youth Usher is swimming
It's madder
in,
than Pharrell's.
Drinking
it's madder
crazier.
You know why? Because I'm a big... As someone who has a short haircut, I'm a mad hairline clocker.
His hairline.
This man's hairline is going forward. It's going forward.
I saw a picture with him 20 years apart and I said, there's no way.
What's the opposite of receding? Proceeding?
He's got a proceeding hairline. I want to know what
that
Fountain
Super
of Youth...
That Super Bowl.
Nah, he did the damn thing.
That was fire.
He did the damn thing. I loved that.
And the choice of guests he brought out.
Yep.
Little John, Luda.
Yep. Yep.
The roller skating.
When he brought her out, who also looks uncannily like Northwest.
Yeah, everyone was like, why is North on the...
Yeah.
I didn't know she could bang guitar like that.
You didn't?
No.
Homegirl is talented. Girl.
Yeah, he ate that. He ate that. When we talk about legacy artists.
Go on.
Very controversial, what I'm about to say. But you know, we talk truth.
Okay. We've gone serious.
And if we had to do the musical CV side by side, he's more of a legacy artist than Beyonce.
Now, I want you to know that...
Think about it. Let it sit. And tell me if I'm lying.
It doesn't have to sit. You're lying. It doesn't have to sit.
No.
It doesn't have to sit. It's okay. I don't need to sit with that. You're lying. No.
You don't think...
You can point your fingers at me.
Usher is more of a legacy artist than Beyonce. Do you hear what you're saying? How many albums has Beyonce had out? No, we're going to get into this right
now. Get the deets up now. Let me get on my Google. Hold on.
How many solo albums?
Are you crazy? Candice, are you crazy?
No, very well.
Beyonce has crossed genres. Beyonce has broken
cross genres where she's not done that successfully yet. Let's stay on track.
Have you heard her rap?
Girl, bye. Girl, the fucking goodbye.
Are you crazy?
Girl, the fucking what in the Ice Spice? Let
Candice, absolutely, absolutely. We had a kumbaya episode last week. We are about to fight right now. What do you? I want you to know she doesn't know what she's talking about.
No, and you know me. I love Beyonce down.
We need.
Do you know what's so funny? Because I know Bode will come up here and back Usher. I know that for sure.
I'm not trying to not back Usher. Don't get me wrong. Usher is
legacy artist.
I would agree with you 100%. But to say more than
it's not equal. It's just not equal. And this isn't that it couldn't be
Tell me your reasoning behind why you feel like he is more than. What are the things that...
Because we've seen him in a solo capacity for far longer than Beyonce.
That's not a good enough reason.
I feel like this boy brought out My Way when he should not have been singing My Way. I Huh? 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 And this isn't to say, and this is another thing that always comes up when I speak about Beyonce in this way, and I've seen more people garnering the courage to say it.
Right.
Love the Renaissance album. Love most of her albums. But when we're really trying to think about the songs of hers we will perhaps be singing in 30 years' time,
yeah.
For me, the list gets shorter and shorter and shorter. I don't really see me singing like a countdown in 30 years' time. I personally don't. I will be walking up at someone's wedding to My Way, though. Like, I don't feel like...
I respect.
Does Beyonce have a Mariah Carey song? What is Beyonce's Mariah Carey song?
When you say Mariah Carey,
like, how Mariah Carey's got that Christmas song, or like, always be my... Like, you know how Whitney had, I don't know, a Whitney Houston special? What is Beyonce's special?
Okay, how long do you have? Dangerously in Love, 1+1.
I think it's dangerously, never 1+1.
Are you crazy?
That is naught plus naught.
I want you to
that
just
is
shut
minus.
I want you to shut up
that
right
is
now.
Minus.
I want you to shut your mouth right now. I want you to shut. 1+1? 1+1 is a.
No! Dangerously in Love, yes.
Dangerously in Love. Okay, let me think of another one. There's so many though.
But yeah, she can't think of them.
Emotions. Oh, that was Destiny's Child. That was a sick one there. Okay, I don't know if that's Whitney Houston level.
See what?
Hold on, because you put me on the spot. I'm not doing this. Okay, Halo. Crazy in Love
is nowhere near a Whitney.
Partition.
Just shut up, Sarah.
Drive around at the partition, please. I don't get it. Okay, so you want
this is the thing.
So you want her to do like you want to have a ballad? Aren't we a visionary?
great current artist, and in my opinion, currently our best living performer. Do you get what I'm saying? And I don't need to be the biggest member of the Beehive to even say that, because sometimes facts are facts. Again, it comes down to personal taste. I don't yet see her as a legacy artist. Legacy.
Name me.
It's so mad. She's married to a legacy artist. Jay-Z is in legacy status, especially if you're a rap.
I want to say I don't agree with that.
That's fine.
I don't agree with that, but I think the idea of a legacy, when you think of a Whitney or of a Mariah, it's because of the fact that they have stuck to their genres. Beyonce has done R&B. Beyonce has done rap.
I just think their music is
Beyonce
more timeless.
Timeless.
Yeah.
Okay.
Timeless.
Okay.
Abby nodded there. Abby was like, Abby's like, don't get me. Timeless.
I'm so sorry,
I
Beehive.
See Dangerously in Love as absolutely a timeless song.
I'm heartbroken. I'm so sorry, Beehive.
No,
I've let you down. I've let you down, Beehive. I haven't. I haven't.
Will you be buying the hair care?
I absolutely will.
Will you?
I will. Are you kidding me? Miss Tina Knowles had a salon for how long?
So bit.
Also, they've got this little rice, like, milk thing, which apparently is top notch.
My thing is, we were, Abby and I were having this conversation before you got here.
Mm.
I don't know what it is about when Auntie B does product. I don't know what it is.
I agree.
Are you with me?
I agree.
Yeah.
It
yeah.
never lands.
No.
It never lands. However, I think this will land the most out of all of them because I didn't get the perfume. No. I didn't get the little Adidas collab. Yeah. I didn't get... what was the one? Is it Darion she used to have back in
oh
the
God,
day?
House of Darion.
Yeah. All of the drops thus far, I haven't got. However, her hair care, I would say there is legs for it. And also, it's reasonably priced.
Those things are great. My thing is, I said to Abby, I wonder if there would have been a quicker rush if she just dropped wigs and bundles. We don't, because my thing is, to my eye, and I know no one needs to write in and say she's got great natural hair. We've seen it. We don't see it often enough for me to think about hair care with Beyonce.
Right.
Wig care, frontal care. Do you get what We don't see her hair enough.
Well, I think the reason why they never land is because Beyonce just doesn't talk to us enough.
That part.
I'm not trying to say
now getting really talkative just feels a bit forced because
I was just about to say I'm not trying to say start talking more. I'm just saying the reason why I would never be like, oh my God, I have to get this thing from Beyonce is because I've never seen her talk about, oh my God, I was just doing my hair last night and the haircut. Do you know what I mean? If she was doing more talking or interviews about how her hair's
just
such a struggle or something.
Just even faux interaction.
Something.
Because I feel like never to compare, just using because of the kind of businesses she has. I feel like if I ran into Rihanna in the bathroom,
yes.
there'd be a quick kiki.
Yeah.
And if I needed a tampon, I could ask her.
Yeah.
Even as who Rihanna is today.
Now, right.
If I needed the bathroom and Beyonce's in there, I'm not getting in it.
No. And if you do, I wouldn't feel comfortable asking her for a tampon. I wouldn't. And not because she doesn't make me feel comfortable.
That's not there.
That's just... That's not... I can't have normal conversation with your Beyonce. Unfortunately.
And like, who did that? Did we do that? Did she do that? Was it a combination of the two?
I think it was a mixture. But I think also, like I said, I like my celebrities. I like them to just be
unattainable.
We
love
a mystery. I just want you to go over there and do what you need to do. And I like that. What I love about Rihanna is she is relatable.
Yeah.
Even if it's not a tampon, it could be like, oh my God, my lip gloss is running
Literally,
out.
Yeah.
I got a spare one. Girl. Give me a finger.
She'd tell you you're a bit oily and be dabbing you with the fence.
Yeah.
Do you know
she'd
what
be
I
like,
mean?
Oh, I got a blotting paper, babe. I think you could use that. Do you know what I mean? And that is Rihanna off current.
Yes.
Off
and it's
current.
Always been.
Always.
Always felt like
always.
That. For some reason, as more successful as she's become, it feels the more attainable vibing with her is. She does that very well.
Does it extremely well. And she dabbles in the best fashions. She has
Love.
The best sense. She has the best makeup. But at the same time, I am not intimidated.
At all.
By her.
At all.
Because I feel as though she is just like, hey,
I feel like she's just one of the girls that bus case.
Exactly.
Like,
she's just one of my successful friends.
That part.
One of my successful friends, and we can kiki
that
and chat.
Part.
But that's why her brand does
I was
so
going to
well.
Say, that makes for good marketing.
Absolutely.
And a very powerful saleswoman.
And she doesn't even talk that much.
She doesn't. And guess what? As we know, because we use the internet, the talking we see is highly curated.
Like, exactly.
It still has a script.
Exactly.
But there's something about it that just feels so like,
natural.
Okay, bestie.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Even when she did her little Vogue thing.
Did you see when she told Bretman to shut up or something?
Yeah.
I
love it.
I'm like, yeah, that.
Yeah.
But I'm always just going to see Beyonce as the best living performer of all time.
She is a fantastic performer. And I will say no one can take that away from her. The woman can sing note perfect while running on stage.
Bro. In 6-inch heels.
I want you to know, whatever your fave can do, Beyonce can do it 10 times better.
It's just the truth.
And unfortunately...
And that's where we need to get with life. Because like I said, I'm not even... I'm part of the Beehive. I'm not the biggest fan, but also tell the truth.
I love her.
Just tell the truth.
I think, I also want to say Usher is a great performer as well.
Not to
Beyonce level, but Usher is a great.
Yeah.
I've seen male performers.
Oh, he was brilliant. Yeah. Oh my God. The
Usher
way
gives
he
you
works
a show.
A crowd.
Exactly. Usher gives you a show. Did you see what he did with Alicia Keys? Also,
I forgot she was built like that, you know.
Alicia is stacking.
I forgot she was built Alicia like is that. Sorry to just...
Let me tell you something.
Like an old man in a barbershop.
I ain't no better than a man.
When that cape came off, I said, I forgot.
I said, oh, it's a shelf.
Like a Snickers bar.
I said, oh, it's a shelf.
I forgot
Let me put my coffee on there.
I forgot that.
Sis is stacking and
carrying.
Stacking and packing.
I was like,
looks good.
I forgot that.
And Usher was like,
the way he stood up behind her.
Did you not have a conversation in your household? Because all my friends with their men had conversations like, oh, Usher shouldn't do that, da da da. And I'm thinking,
but they don't set me free. It's just, it's performance, darling.
It's a performance!
The way she was skinning tea and leaning into it, not as it!
Someone was like, I've never seen her smile this hard with Swizz.
Ever.
I said, oh, no, y'all is shady. Y'all is shady. You lot are shady. Don't do that.
Ever.
But anyway, Usher, roundabout way, Usher, we're ready.
All of that to say
we're ready. I drink lemon and honey every morning, so my vocals are available. Let us know what the outfits are.
Listen, I might even put my skates on. Listen,
Candice will need a step so that we're all level.
Well, no, he's small.
Is he petite?
I think Usher's petite. Not. Usher's giving 5'8" tops.
Oh, we can do two steps then. We can do two.
He's giving 5'8".
It will look like the Olympics.
He's 5'8". How did I know that? On the dot.
He gives tall energy.
Yeah, he's 5'8". He's 5'8".
Okay, Ush. Ush, baby. But yeah, all that to say.
We're ready. Yeah, we're ready.
Stay ready so you don't have to get ready.
Yeah. And when we talk about having a long and strong career, done.
Up there.
Like,
GOAT. One of the greatest
to do Super Bowl at this point in your career.
And at that level. Bearing in mind that other people have done Super Bowl.
Dear.
And I've, you know, he did it. He did the damn thing.
This next bit of the podcast is brought to you by Indeed, who we've been working with over the last couple of weeks to bring you some clear guidance and inspiration. They're the UK's number one job site, which makes finding better work easier and more effortless.
One of the ways they do that is through their work wellbeing score, which helps you discover companies who are prioritizing the things you care about when it comes to work wellbeing. Things like feeling appreciated, feeling accepted for who you are, being encouraged to learn new skills, and many more.
To give you an idea how it works, I thought it'd be fun if we completed the survey as an employee of the Closet Confessions podcast. So we're going to read out some of the statements and then score them from 1 to 5. 1 being that I strongly disagree, and 5 being that I strongly agree. So Candice, you're going to go first. Please rate, I feel stressed at work most of the time.
A two. I've been doing my career too long to be feeling any kind of stress.
Mm.
I didn't get off the hamster wheel to now put myself in situations where I feel stressed. You know what I mean? Yeah, like working on Closet, stress rarely comes up. And when it does, it's usually, and I know this will be similar for people in traditional work settings, the stress is usually from other people.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? It's normally someone questioning something or someone in the wider team feeling that something isn't right. The stress is very rarely internal. So
Yeah. I don't think personally I would say I'm very stressed when I'm at work. I would even go, one personally. I like what I do, but above that, like you're saying, I think I've got to the point where I'm like, if it stresses me out,
it gotta go.
I'm not doing it. Guess what? It ain't for me.
and this is the thing. I don't want people to misconstrue that as in that I won't work hard or we don't work hard. Mm. But working hard and stress don't need to be in bed together.
Thank you. Yes. You hold that stress and I'm going to hold the bag. Thank you.
Okay. Right, Sorrel, you're up. What's your score for... Overall, I am completely satisfied with my job.
Easy 5.
Love that.
Easy 5. And what I define being satisfied by is like, I don't feel a need to constantly be searching for something else to make me feel good. Like my job, what I do I feel good when I do it. I like going to it. I never have a moment where I'm like, ugh, this again. It is satisfying. And also there's something really beautiful, especially about closet, that we are part of people's journeys. And that in itself is satisfying, that you hear someone's confession from like season one and they either write back or they DM back or they listen back and they leave a comment and you see the journey or the advice you've given. It's like, oh, damn, like this is something, like I've lived through something with someone, and that's very satisfying to me.
Yeah, same. It's also, I didn't expect Closet to be as healing for me as I would have wanted it to be for the listeners.
Mm.
But there have been often times where myself and Terrell have visibly worked through an issue whilst recording.
Mm-hmm.
We'll start at 10 and by 12, we're like, oh, I didn't even know that was a problem. And now speaking about it in this way, and or someone's confession will make us check ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very, very, it's great internal work. And I didn't expect that. Very, very satisfied. We've been working with Indeed for the last few weeks, and it's been so interesting because of how much you can learn about employees before you even apply to their site.
Yes, I've also really enjoyed reflecting on the skills I still use from previous jobs. For example, I used to work for an energy company, and my manager taught me the whole process of like data entry. And I'm not like a techie babe. I wasn't. Me and Excel, we and don't.
What cells are you talking about? The cells in my body? Like
exactly. Like, be for real. Okay. But I did grab a little bit of information, and it helps me when it comes to like planning content and like my strategy. So I use Excel and that whole like situation to do that. And it's actually really beneficial.
You can look up a company's work well-being score right now on thousands of Indeed's company pages. So it'll tell you before applying to anything if the company is aligned with your needs.
Now that's a game changer. Find great places to work. Head to Indeed.com to find out more.
You okay. Got a confession, girl.
I do. I've been thinking about this for a really, really long time. Walk with me. And I'm being deadly serious when I say this.
I walk a mile in these Louboutins. What?
Walk with me, okay? In my non-Louboutins. I've been thinking about this for a hot sec, and I'm being deadly serious when I say this.
Yeah.
I genuinely do believe that men should pay tax when they impregnate a woman and she gives birth.
Okay.
And I'm not talking push present. I'm not talking a little ring. Mm. I'm talking hefty tax bill. I'm talking HMRC tax bill.
Because, to be paid to the woman?
To be paid to the woman.
Yeah.
Because the craziness that happens during pregnancy, I watched a video. Let me tell you this story. Oh, no, because this is actually a crime for this man to do this. I wrote down notes. It was on TikTok. This woman, so it was two parts. I was on my way to Zimbabwe. Mm. I'm in Dubai. Mm. I'm scrolling on my phone. I see a woman talking about how she got pregnant and out of, like, basically, out the side of her armpit, she grew something and milk was coming out the side of her armpit. I don't know what was going on, but it was like a defect from pregnancy. I don't know. At the same time that this is happening, I see a young woman. She looks disheveled, though. God love her. She looks tired, hasn't slept. She has 6 children under the age of, I'm going to say, 8. And her husband is 3.5 miles in front of her. And I thought to myself, men are mad. This woman looked tired. She's holding 2 hands, and she has the other 2 are holding their siblings, and then there's one in front of her walking who's slightly older. And I thought to myself, surely not.
Have you seen the video of the man getting out of the car holding nothing, and the woman's trying to balance like 2 baby bags, the car seat, and then the child falls and he doesn't even look off his front.
Candice,
I love us women so dearly, but here's what we've got to get into the habit of doing. Absolutely, just focusing on the red flags before this starts. Because I'm telling
you,
Sorrel, they don't fall out of the sky.
You can see them.
They don't fall out of the sky.
When you are ill, what does your man do for you?
Loud it.
When you...
If you were out of work, what does he...
When you go shopping together, What does he... Because my man carries all of my bags and my handbag.
Bro.
And same my handbag.
And I'm like, I can manage this.
All of my bags. To the point where we got into an Uber like 2 weeks ago and the Uber... I was getting out the car. There was bags in the back seat. So
yeah.
Babe gets the bags. And then I can't remember why I couldn't hold it, but I was like, oh, babe, can you get my bag as well? And then the Uber driver was like, oh, my wife, I hate when she asks me to do that. I hate carrying a woman's bag. And my man was like, I don't mind. He literally laughed. He was like, I don't mind. Like,
God.
And I was like, your wife, tell her to call me.
God, God bless her.
God bless her soul.
And it's small things.
And it's because on social media, right, that those relationships get the most traction from the algorithm, that I don't want women like us to think that that is the majority of the situation. I feel like the I hate to say it, the good guys, the better relationships, they don't get the pickup.
They don't get, the PR for good isn't good. The PR for
bad
good
PR.
Bad
good situation, bad PR.
Because, again, my father, the exact... I never knew carrying bags.
My granddad was a stay-at-home dad.
I never
in
knew...
In the 80s.
Carrying bags? What are you talking about?
Granddad would always... My granddad would meet my nan at the bottom of the road to meet her getting off the bus to carry her work bag.
Yes.
Like,
and bearing in mind what he does for you in those moments, I promise you would tell you amples about what's going to happen when you're pregnant.
Literally.
I'm currently watching Love is Blind.
Oh my God.
Anybody in the room?
No.
There's this man on there called Clay. Clay needs
already, it's a problem.
Severe therapy. Clay basically was like, no one asks him for this information. He just shares it up to his wife. And he's like, or his wife to be. And he's like, my biggest fear in this relationship is that I'm going to cheat on you. Random Tuesday morning, they're having coffee. We're not even discussing this.
But she's still going to marry him.
And then he was like, my daddy, he was a good dad, but he cheated on my mom. He used to take me with him to cheat on my mom. So you need to be in therapy.
But she's still gonna marry
because
him.
Because the blinkers are on. And when he
it's
does...
It's not even the blinkers. It's the fear of... I don't even think it's the blinkers to the future. It's the fear of the current. It's the fear of this relationship not lasting. It's the fear of still
like
being
this,
single.
Right. The fear of still being single.
Like anything is better than this.
Ooh. Let me tell you something. Men who treat their women poorly when you have babies, I promise you, you have seen those flags before. And unfortunately, like we were saying last episode, the standard has now just dropped to the floor. Oh that God. If, you know, it's crazy. You'd be like, oh, I love him. He listens to me when I talk.
I've not said it all season. We are pulling up the pussy drawbridge in 2020. Like, just locking it shut.
We can't
locking
take
it shut.
Bottom barrel behavior. Bottom barrel.
Like...
But yeah, men should pay tax.
And then they end up having daughters who they assume are going to be treated.
Crazy.
Ooh. Anyway.
Your confession.
Confession ears.
Go on.
It's so random, but I'll get there. I think Lucozade killed my dad, you know?
What the actual fuck?
Okay, so yesterday, number one, yesterday, big up all my people having a debt or bath right now.
Stop.
Big up, no, because I'll get there. Wait. I'll get there. There's a bit of a story.
Candice. I love how you just, like, I feel like Lucas said kill my dad, you know. Big up all the people them, left to the right, east to the west. Excuse me.
You know that's how Jamaican funerals go. We'll be like, all right,
okay, Dettol bath apparently is where we're at. Okay.
I posted the video about having a Dettol bath, using Dettol to
shout out
the house.
To Dettol. Okay.
And then someone left a comment saying, yeah, in Jamaican household, Dettol baths were the thing. Also, the original Lucozade when you were sick. And it made me remember for years, I kid you not, guys, my dad used to take a liter bottle of Lucozade original to bed. So you know how we wake up in the middle of the night and we're parched?
He would drink Lucozade.
And I guarantee by the next morning that bottle's empty. And we're going to do it again. And so do you see why? And for wider context, obviously, it's not just the Lucozade. And it wasn't Lucozade at all. He died of the flu. But for which the Lucozade clearly didn't work. Maybe if he had Lucozade orange, we would have been telling a different story. So this is not good promotion for Lucozade original, I'm telling you. But
I don't know what to do.
But that then leads me to say a lot of it was just down to bad habits, bad eating habits, not understanding how these things have an impact on your body. And we've had this conversation before, but I feel like the Black community also understand that the least. And it's not until things get really dire that then we're like, health kick, do this, do that. 2 years before my dad died, he lost like 7 stone.
Jeez.
He was the fittest he'd been, in years.
Yeah.
But I just feel like it was too little too late.
Let me tell you something that is running rampant in the Black community that we have to stop. You know them juices that you lot love to drink up? I'm talking the pineapple juice. I'm talking the carrot and orange. I want you to know that that is not the pinnacle of health. They are the most sugary.
They're more sugary than Coke.
Like,
they're more sugary than Coca-Cola.
I promise you, please put them down. I called him an uncle, but I was not related to this man, you know, at all. And I want to preface this by saying morbidly obese. Obese. In his house, we went over, you know, visiting them, and he was like, Sorrel, can you go get the orange juice from the
fridge?
No, the type that can stay in the cupboard.
Okay.
Can you go get it from the pantry?
Yeah.
I was like, okay, cool. I go open the pantry. It looked like Costco.
Really?
That is how many there. So what crates of those,
one of those no drink household water.
Yes.
No.
They don't drink. There's no water. Water wasn't offered. It was a big cart. I'm talking crates.
My dad would buy Lucozade like by the plastic sticks, bruh, or whatever.
And then people have the audacity to be like, I don't know why I'm not losing weight. I don't even eat that much.
Bro, it's not the food.
You are injecting glucose, raw glucose into your blood, crack cocaine. It's ravaging us as a community. What do you mean I don't know why I'm putting on weight? Wait, what are you talking about? Raw glucose.
Crazy. And because I'm still on a health journey myself, learning about things like what spikes your glucose,
your insulin,
what happens to that after, what it makes you crave. I said,
bitch.
Goddamn, bitch. Goddamn.
And listen, I don't talk about it on socials, the weight loss, for various reasons. The main reason is I feel really uncomfortable when people are like, oh my God, you look so great.
That's the only thing in my comments right now. And I just ignore it.
I feel really uncomfortable with it because I have had, you know, me and food, me and weight.
We've had this discussion.
We have a journey. My weight may go back up again.
We've had this discussion.
And then will the comments still be the same? Probably not. It will just be the elephant in the room that nobody wants to talk about. So I'm going to not address it. But because I've been on this, like...
And because you can see me.
You can see me.
You can see me.
You can see...
And it's not like you've not seen me in a year and I've just popped back up.
Exactly.
You see me.
A gradual... you've seen. But because of that journey, like you're saying, I've learned so much.
And I'm just going to keep it real. These bits I will never throw out as social clips because, again, you need context.
Yeah.
I like when people choose to listen to the whole video.
Exactly.
I looked like a fucking potato.
You
know Mr. Potato Head? Now, let me show you this before and after I made the other day. You're going to scream.
A beautiful potato nonetheless.
No, you guys need to see it. It's actually shocking.
The weight I put on during lockdown was the biggest I've ever been in my life. I am now...
Same.
The way I'm currently now is the way I was before lockdown.
Do you know what's so funny? The way I am now is the way I maintained most of my adult life before kids. And so it's so funny to see people be like, oh, yeah. I'm like, Little do you know. And what's so funny, those who knew me are like, oh no.
That's what
we
yeah.
know. That's what we know.
My mum literally was like, oh yeah, because all my clothes pre-lockdown are now fitting. Shut the front door.
I'm showing Sorrel the before and after photo, guys.
Oh, but do you know what I love about this before and after?
Well, I said somebody, I'm smiling so hard.
You're cheesing
in,
so
in the one
hard.
Where I'm bigger. I'm clearly very happy with myself. But the difference is
insane.
Oh my
God, I really love that. That is a good, because I hate before and after pictures where everyone looks
where everyone just looks sad and
like, but yeah, that is a change. That is a change.
And the thing is, and the reason why I love this podcast and I like that we're speaking to people who have chosen to listen to it is I want to make it very, very clear, very, very clear. Physically with myself, I've never been happier than since before maybe I was a teen. I am very, very happy with the progress I've made. And sometimes people need to hear that because our vacuum of body positivity can almost sometimes deter us from admitting that. Mm. No, I'm glowing because I feel fucking great.
I feel good. I feel good on the inside.
And at almost 190 pounds and being barely 5 feet tall, my knees were singing a very different story this time. Like it was getting to the point where I just couldn't stand up for long. And that was something I wasn't even trying to really register because it was scary. Mm-hmm. I was like, nah, your feet can't hurt. You know when you're just ain't no way.
Yeah.
Ain't no way my knee feels like it's giving up. I was literally just ignoring it. And now I don't think about anything.
Yeah.
In regards to that. So I want to leave space, especially for Black women, who are typically the ones that struggle with their body image and weight fluctuations the most, for there to be space for them to say, that's my goal weight. That's where I feel and look my best.
Yeah.
That's where I'm trying to be. That's my safe spot.
Yeah. Yeah. And there are people out there who I follow their content and they talk about weight loss or they talk about nutrition or whatever, and it's beneficial. It's, you know, it's there's lots of knowledge behind it, but I can't be that content creator. People at workout plan, diet plan, I'm not giving you none of that because I'm struggling by my, this is a journey for me that I am currently living through.
And also, it's a really emotional journey.
It's emotional for so many layered reasons. Bearing in mind, I mean, me and weight, we have such a crazy relationship. Me and food, we have a crazy relationship.
Girl.
I grew up in a predominantly white community at a time where skinny culture was just the culture.
Heroin chic, baby.
Exactly. I'm talking Mary Kate and Ashley. I'm talking Kate Mosses. That's what I'm talking, you know.
Paris Hilton.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The skinnier, the better, basically. And then I lived through a body positivity wave where, rightfully
then,
so.
Then right behind that came the Kardashians, though, which was unattainable for even them. Ooh. Let's be real.
And the Kardashians really fucked with you because it was features that you've had since the age of 10, 12, 13, 14, 15
but
years
also,
old.
Also, only in a certain body and also only modified a certain way.
Exactly. Because it's
God forbid a big back off comes with a belly.
God forbid.
God forbid
you have a fupa.
God forbid hips come with thigh.
God forbid thigh comes with cellulite.
God forbid.
Woo! So in all of those moments where these trends have been changing, bear in mind, I lived through the big boobs trend as well with the Pamela Anderson. Been a big breasted girl my whole life. My boobs were not the boobs that people wanted. I've been a big breasted girl my whole life. So when people are like, oh my God, you look so great, da, 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 in my head, I'm like, that's cute. I'm literally not doing it for those comments. I'm doing it so I can walk up the stairs without having to grab my inhaler.
And I'm going to keep it all the way real. A part of me really assessing this was like, I was being cut out. Oh, it's such a great metaphor. But I was being cut out of the clothing that I liked. You know I'm a major fashion girl. And it was just getting harder and harder to just walk into certain shops and pick some. That was getting on my nerves.
And I also want to say, unfortunately, that is the reality for a lot of women. Facts. And the onus is on brands to
Absolutely.
Make it more accessible.
Absolutely.
Make it more, because I've been on the side where I can't go into the high street and I can't get a pair
of
jeans.
And I'm here trying to fight to order something online.
Yep. Woo. And they're that could be my reality in 3 years' time because I have kids or whatever next. Do you know what I mean? But it
menopause.
Got anything.
Literally.
And as someone who has suffered, you know, binge eating, whatever, you name it, been there, done that. But I know my weight can fluctuate. I know it can go through ups and downs. I'm just trying to have a healthy mindset of like, what is good for me? What am I putting in my body? Am I moving? Am I walking? Am I like, and those little attainable goals, cool. But the second people start asking for this, that, and the
third, yeah, I completely ignore that.
I'm not doing all of that.
And also I know, and this is going to sound, again, these will never be made into social clips. I know in order to have the body that I'm the happiest in, my behavior, this is me talking, guys, I want to be very careful. My behaviors have to be what appear to others to be borderline psychotic. I have to be really strict
with
to
yourself.
Have a body I enjoy.
Right.
Because I know myself, because I was raised by a dad that took a liter of fucking Lucozade to bed.
Yeah.
My dad used to send me to bed with a whole pack of Bakewell tarts. I'm saying. The pack of six Mr. Kipling.
They bang as well.
He used to give me that whole box and be like, knock yourself out. I am 8 years old.
Yeah.
You've got no idea what it has taken for me to reformat my mind and understand for my body what is acceptable and what is not.
Yeah.
There are people that can bang that out and nothing happens to them. Maybe not by health and not that we can physically see. I think about it and something happens to me. So in order to maintain a body that makes me smile, it looks like I'm on day 335.
Yeah.
People.
Yeah.
It looks psychotic. I understand. But I was like, no, if you do not work out 5 days a week, if you don't clean up your eating, if you don't understand what a calorie deficit is, if you don't understand what spikes your glucose, I'm fucked.
Yeah.
And I end up in a body I don't enjoy.
Yeah.
And I'm getting to an age where I want to enjoy the cave I've been given.
Do you know, I agree with wanting to enjoy it, but I think when I was like 22, 23, my definition of enjoying my body is different to what it is now.
Oh, absolutely.
My definition then was like, I want to look good in a bikini. I want to be able to wear pom-pom shorts.
Yeah.
I want to be able to, I want to have my belly button out so I can get it pierced.
Now I'm trying to become a pull-up queen. I'm like, see, by end of this year, if I can't bang out 20 pull-ups, I've failed.
I want to be healthy. I want to have a normal relationship with food. That is my goal.
Sorrel, don't make me cry.
That is my personal goal.
I don't
want
to overthink every fucking thing.
I want a healthy relationship with food. And I'll be honest with you, I still don't have that
right now. Oh, me neither, girl.
I still don't have that right now. I don't know when I will. Right now.
I don't know if I will. Let's cut to that.
I don't know if I will.
I very much know, and I said it to my personal trainer. I said it to Bode. I said, listen, for as long as you train me, and I said, for as long as we're married, food is going to take up a major part of my brain space. And controlling it is going to take up a major... I have the conversation with my therapist all the time. Like, it can get very dark. Bode's like...
So dark.
You're going too much this way. My PT's like, I need you to do more of this. And it's like, I personally don't foresee a time where that doesn't take up the bulk of my brain.
I will say it's one of those, you know, when people are like, oh, people are going through stuff offline. It's one of those things that I don't talk about it because I'm not comfortable talking about it right now.
Yeah, and also not everything is for everyone.
It's not.
And I like to talk when I've gone through it. And I'm out the other side and I can give you some insight.
Exactly.
It's too dark in here for insight.
There's no light right now. I can't see my hand right now. I put it in front of me, I can't see shit.
It's too dark.
I can't see shit. So find your own light because I'm trying to find mine. I'm not the light right now.
I'm not the light giver in this one.
I can't.
Because I would have to admit then that my advice is coming from a very skewed place.
From a warped place. Yeah. From a place where if I was to say the full ins and outs, you would all be like, Sorrel, you would be horrified. You'd be like, Sorrel, you need help. You would be absolutely horrified. Aghast.
And I think we've touched on this in an episode before. I want to be really careful with what I'm about to say.
Mm-hmm.
I think more Black women suffer with eating disorders than we think or know. Eating disorders and disordered eating. And a bit like when I spoke about my friend Sally, because we've never been the poster child for that behaviour, it's almost as if we don't get a safe space.
We don't.
To have a conversation about the way we feel about food, the way it makes us feel, and the way it makes our bodies feel. That is still a very grey area for the black woman, even online.
I want you to know that there are women, black women, in your life, if you're listening, who are either currently or have been with an eating disorder.
Yeah.
And the reason why either A, they don't talk about it, or B, they don't even consider it to be an eating disorder, is because when we talk about EDs or disordered eating, the look of that is never us.
Yeah. And also, some of us dealing with it or going through it, because of our genetic makeup, we never look skeletal.
Exactly. I was just about to say.
Yeah.
Because we have shape.
Yeah. So it's always going to be like, wow, you've lost a lot of weight, but it's never going to be like, oh, something dire is happening.
Exactly. And also on the other end of that, it's never going to be, I think maybe there's some binge eating happening here or some obesity because you're so used to us having shape.
Yeah.
I have a thick thigh. Yeah. I have a
and
big bum.
And we come from communities where a surplus of food is love. It's enjoyment.
And
it's entertainment.
And a thicker figure is sexy. Yeah. But you actually don't know what we're going through.
Facts.
And it's...
And she says that, and I've only had a slice of cake, and it is 3 o'clock.
I had a coffee and 3 kiwis.
But you look great, though.
Great! Oh, my God.
See what I'm saying?
Ah!
You see what? Snatched AF, though.
Giving. Yes, waste. Let's just be mindful is all I'm saying. Let's just be mindful.
Even to each other.
To each other, be mindful. I saw a comment that actually made me cry. And somebody was like, just wanted to say, it was a DM. I keep seeing people commenting on your video that you look great, but you looked great before as well.
Aww.
Love heart. And I was just like, oh, no. Aww. Now you made me cry in Tesco's car park. And I don't know what to do with this information. Thank you. I was so emotional.
It's really, and it's tough because we're on show so much. So it's not a conversation you can avoid. And it's got to the point now when people even see me in real life, they're like, I kind of miss you, fatter, which is so it's so weird.
Yeah. Oh, God.
I didn't even know I was a representative. Do you know what I mean?
You guys made me an ambassador of body positivity.
Do you know what I mean? I was like,
Did I sign up for this role? I'm now an ambassador of body positivity. I was just existing. And now
everyone's like, I miss your fuller figure.
There's a creator, I won't mention them by name. There's a creator who lost a lot of weight. And we're basically saying that like they've been taken out of the conversation for like plus size brands. Bearing in mind, they've lost weight, but they're not a size 10.
I think I know who you...
Yeah, you do know what I'm on about.
Okay.
They're still, I would say, mid-size to plus size.
Yeah. Mid-size.
And... in the fashion world, mid-size is basically plus size. But they've cut her out of the conversation. And that's really saddening because it's like... Anyways. I don't know how we got here.
Lucas A killed my daddy.
Girl, Lucas A, don't sue us. Okay. He just loved y'all so much. Okay, he was an ambassador for y'all. He loved it. Okay, thank you. Golly, gotta cover our tracks.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Now, guys, we're going to go into a cousin confession.
Boom, 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 boom. Wheel it up, left side, right side. Oh, gosh, sorry, not the wheel it up.
Because for audio listeners, Sorrel just saw my face and she's like, this is not
this is not wheel it up vibes. Oopsie, sorry.
My husband isn't attractive to me anymore.
Oh, let's not wheel it up.
This is crazy though. Uh-oh. Firstly, thank you for this podcast. We've been married for 4 months and my
shut the fuck, girl, get out. Girl, get the fuck out. Candice, the door immediately. Open it and close it. 4 months. 4 months. What do you mean? Did you have laser eye surgery during that time? What do you mean?
I told you. We've been married for 4 months. And my sex drive is decreasing every day. Sex is like a chore.
Nah.
To get aroused, I have to think about my exes who were well endowed.
No. Mm-mm.
She brought out her fucking Stanley.
Mm-mm. I'm drinking from my Stanley. Fuck that.
My husband is shy in bed. And you guys are way too comfortable with us, you know, and doesn't know how to make me wet.
Guys, just for context, it is 2:47 on a Friday afternoon. What the fuck? What am I hearing? What am I hearing? I know too much about you, cousin.
It's affecting us because I'd rather not have sex and masturbate on my own.
Oh my God.
When I look at his body, I'm just like... surgical mask emoji.
She's sickened by his body.
No. I've tried to encourage him to go to the gym and do some research on how to be romantic and affectionate, but he's lazy and unbothered. Girl, you knew that.
You knew this.
It's been 4 months. You definitely knew this. I feel tricked because he's claimed he's romantic. How could he trick you?
How can he claim? Was he or wasn't he?
Universal credit? What are we claiming? What are we claiming?
What are you talking about? Was this an arranged marriage?
We didn't. Yes.
Okay.
We didn't want to cohabitate because of religion. Oh my God, y'all gonna do it every time. For context, we met online and didn't have sex till marriage. I think everything went downhill when we got married and he lost his job. I'm now thinking of divorce, but think it's not fair to leave someone because of shitty sex. I don't know what to do. We have 4 kids under 10 years from previous relationships. So this is the one you decided to be religious about. I'm gonna get back to that. I'm stressed. She says she's stressed. She said, and I'm so stressed out. Me too.
Join the club.
By the way, he doesn't want sex therapy and blames me for my low sex drive. He's now depressed and hardly talks because I don't want to have sex. I'm currently working full time and have to do all the housework. What were you...
Nothing kills libido more.
After all of that, he wants to have dry sex. Like, what the fuck? Help me. Us, please. Crying emoji face.
I've not heard. Is that the end?
Yeah.
I've not heard once, I love my husband. And I think we are starting. That's the first issue. Because I don't think you really like this man. Now, I don't actually have a problem with people not cohabitating before marriage. I don't think it's weird to not have sex before marriage. I don't think it's weird to be celibate before. I don't think any of that is weird. If you don't want to do that, you don't have to do that. I think what's weird is within 4 months, this man now repulses you. It's not like...
So this is what I'm trying to get my head around, because I'm like, you must have been repulsed from before, the offset.
And you probably went through with the wedding.
Because of family pressures.
Exactly.
And because you perhaps, we don't know how many, but you perhaps have two kids under 10.
Yeah.
From a previous relationship. And so the fear. Pressure's more.
That fear we were talking about.
The distaste they have for you because you've got one failed marriage under your belt, yeah, or one failed relationship. Oh, this is a hot steaming mess. Bless you. This is a hot steaming mess.
I don't even know. I would give advice based on what I'm hearing, and I've not heard you say you love him. So to me, I think this is done. If she had said, "I love my husband. Really, he's a good man. He's lost his job, and no, I'm doing everything, and my libido is dry, and I don't want to have sex with him right now." Mm-mm. I would give you tips and tricks.
And you're also pointing out things that even if he made you wet, is not going to change. So like him just dumping the load of the household on you. That's in him.
Mm.
That's not going to move. Do you get?
I stand by, you lot don't know how to date. You don't know how to date. You don't know how to be in relationships. And also, once you're in your relationship, you are not done investigating.
Ooh.
You still don't know this man from a bag of rice. You, just because you are boyfriend and girlfriend, just because you are fianced.
Fiance.
A fiancé. Okay? You do not know this man. You keep the investigations going. You keep running that CRB check.
Over and over. And
run it through the system until they are tired of seeing his name. Because let me tell you what.
I just keep reading this aghast.
4 months into a relationship, how long were you guys dating? Because another thing that happens with a lot of religious couples, you lot sprint to the aisle. You go on 4 dates. He buys you a cheeky ice cream. Yeah, you fall in love.
One rose.
He goes down on one bended knee with his grandmother's ring.
Yeah.
And 2.5 weeks later, you're getting hitched. What the fuck? What the fuck?
And maybe that's my knee-jerk reaction to, you know, people not having sex until my knee-jerk reaction is just like, no.
Why?
I just want to try it on. I like when ASOS send me stuff and I can leave the tag, okay, on. If it don't fit, we can send it back. You get what?
Alrighty. Okay.
Sex is such a huge part.
It is.
And guess what? Actually, it wavers because, like, we're all human, but sex is typically, or even that desire, even if you're not having the sex, the desire to have sex.
Again, going to bring it back to Love is Blind. So sorry, because it's my current reference. But there is a thing, there's a religious little couple on there at the moment, said they're not going to have sex until they're married. Fine. You don't even hold me. You're not intimate.
You're not. Can you see that they're itching to?
No.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying. That's the problem. You're not. There That's is a no. Big problem. There is no. I want
you, to. I should have to put a wall between
exactly.
you two.
If you're, if you, you, for your religious purposes, for personal purposes, it doesn't even have to be religious. Yeah. You don't want to have sex before marriage. It should be. You should be pushing should that be man off of itch. You. You should there be like, should be... no, I can't. No, stop. No, go in the shower. Get a cold shower. No, that's what I want. But right now, this you lot are just sat
the
there like
desire to have sex.
There's no passion. Not more aggression.
Passion. More passion.
More energy.
More footwork.
There's none of that. And if there's none of that, you can't
what's fabricate funny? That. You can't. He can't gym his way through that. He can't employ his way through that.
And what a shame that your husband is now giving you the ick.
4 months in and she's thinking about her exes.
I think that's crazy.
Uh-uh-uh.
But also, I think for him to not want to do anything about it is ridiculous, because I've come to you as your wife with an issue and I've said, let's do sex therapy or let's do this or let's try and, you know, and he said, nah, that's on you.
It's a you problem.
I'm enjoying myself. Well, I'll be damned. Shit.
Oh.
Right?
I would like you to get out of this before you do something that... your community is going to make you hate yourself more than you need to for.
Yes.
Something so read that, between the lines of what exactly. I'm... Do you know what I mean? No woman in their right mind is going to hate you for it, but your community, as the woman, you are going to take a lot of heat for what could possibly happen here.
Well, and also maybe something that she does just want to do outside of her character. You don't want to... Do you know what I mean? You don't want to step outside of your character. Fine. But I would say... Again, you've answered your own confession, because But if you, let's say you forgot to write you love him, I don't know how that happens, but let's say you did and you love this man, like you love the essence of him and the being of him, but there's just all these other things.
What you can't do though is be in love with the idea of him.
Yes.
It may never or the potential materialize.
Of the idea of him.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's not do let's, that.
No. But if you are in love with him and you want to make this work, what I would say is maybe sex therapy is uncomfortable for him.
Mm.
Teach him. It's going to be it's going to be awkward, but teach him what you like. Mm. Step by step.
Mm.
But if...
I just don't even think it's that. Do you know what I mean?
I think he has icked her. I don't think she is unattracted to him.
Yeah, because she said any more.
I think she's just... It's a mixture of the man, you know, he's not working right now. She's doing the bulk of the work.
It's a lot.
It's a, I don't necessarily agree with the whole masculine and feminine energy thing conversation that happens online.
But she is out of her feminine.
You are deep in the mask. She is
nowhere near the pitch.
You are, you have a pump up penis right now. you have.
Pumping them balls.
You are firmly in your masculine energy and you can't feel sexy.
Yeah.
And want to do the sexiness.
Yeah.
If that's where you're at the moment. But good luck.
Babe.
Good luck.
Circle back if you can. Anyway, guys, what's said in the closet?
Stays in the closet.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to this show ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.